Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Happy Friday, one and all. It is me, Joe McGrath, Joe Smith, and Ethan James.
Hello, Joe.
Before we get into this, happy 4-year birthday to us as a podcast, the 26th of April. We missed it. We didn't put anything about it online, but it was our special day.
It was our special day. This is our birthday pod. So because of that, we've actually got loads to talk about today. It's a bumper ep. None of this sort of stringing it out over an hour.
How do you feel like we're 4 years old, Ethan?
How do I feel? 4 years. It's not quite like 10 or 5 years, but it's making progress to those big numbers.
Do you know, between like Olympics, it feels ages.
Absolute droid.
What do you mean, by the way? Fucking hell, 4 years is good.
Absolute droid.
Well, to be fair, there was a stat I think we were talking about when we launched the podcast. I think Joe Smith might have told me. Something like 95% of podcasts don't last like 30 episodes. I'm making it up.
It's good that it stick with you that. I'd like to think we're in the top. Now, this is top 1% of podcasts in the world for amount of episodes that we've stuck
to. And you know what? And even though, obviously, it's not hundreds of thousands of views, it probably is top 1% in terms of listeners as well, because most podcasts, no one listens to, which is the sad
truth.
That's
true. You know what I
mean? So, yeah, no, we love it, and we love that everyone's stuck with us for all this time, and it's, a good little laugh. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And, we're going to go out for a birthday meal, aren't we?
Yeah.
When?
Well, we have to soon. We have to drink.
Ever so soon.
We have to incorporate us drinking the best Fosters in the world with the curry that we want to go out.
That's the plan. So we'll do that in the coming weeks.
We have to.
It's a lovely celebration.
Celebration.
But we've got loads to talk about today. What are we talking about?
Breaking Joe's. I've had to kick me back door in. I have invited you to something pretty special as well.
I cannot wait to
And I've got
that.
A top three incoming as well that just came to me like that.
Also, you've got some Bong FM news, haven't you?
Bong. Big time. And I think there's a Channel 4 game show that I think we'd all struggle on.
Are we starting with Bong FM?
Well, no, I'm just giving a little tease. I'm a teaser these days, aren't I, Ethan?
Ah, you love a tease, Joe.
Breaking Joe's. Should we start off with the notification you all got 25 minutes ago?
I took a screenshot of it. That's how excited
I
was.
So did I.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was your initial thoughts? Because
it was very much a... get in moment. Honestly, it was. And I'm reading the notification, WhatsApp. And now, luckily, I actually didn't read the first words here. I saw you have been added to the group, Joe McGrath's Stag Do.
Now, big time.
That is big news.
Big time.
At that point, I hadn't read the fact that it said Joe McGrath added you to that group, because I wasn't sure if it was one of them where you didn't know it was happening or you did know it was happening or what. So when you walked in, I didn't mention it.
I'm very meticulous about my planning of events. Now, I do have a best man who'll do some of the heavy lifting, but I just got it. I wanted this plan to work.
Are you micromanaging your own stag do, would you say?
Sort of, but we'll have a fucking great time. Andy, he's a good best man, but we'll be in a Yates's by three. I want something a little bit more fucking wild. Something a bit more fun. Have you read what we're hopefully getting up to, Ethan?
Honestly, not at all. But I'm intrigued. I mean, that wasn't like me saying piss off. That was me just being on a bus, getting here, only seeing a notification, not looking any more into it. But I'm intrigued. I'm all ears.
Should we go through it then?
Yeah, well, we need to keep it.
I'm not going to say
quiet on what,
I won't
what
give
we
the exact
release.
Date or exactly where it is, but it's exciting. So it's first question in my mind when I saw it, will it be abroad? That was the first question. Answer?
I thought about it and. No, it's not abroad.
Okay.
Although it is in Wales.
Okay. So technically that is foreign land.
Ooh.
But it is very much a massive 30-person house.
What? 30?
It's up to 30 people. And you like this ratio, Ethan.
Oh, no.
30 people, 11 beds.
Right. This is...
Not quite sure how that works.
Yeah, there's bunk beds and shit like that. It's a stag do. It's
11,
not a spa weekend, is
11
it?
Bedrooms.
Although.
Although.
Speaking of spas, Ethan, read out the amenities.
Amenities. You're looking at such amenities as EV charging.
No. Ooh, talk about the indoor pool.
There's a GF bedroom. That's where I'll go. Gluten-free. No, there's a hot tub. There's a pool. There are ironing facilities.
Ooh.
Ever heard of a Wi-Fi?
There's a five-a-side pitch.
Yeah.
What?
There's a sauna. I mean, it's more like it's a very small five-a-side pitch, but it's there.
Well,
it's
small people.
It's going to be quite a lot of like ruling on, ruling off. You're not going to get a lot of football.
People tell me there's going to be people who don't want to play five-a-side in the stag do.
There is a games room.
Yeah, snooker.
There is also something football. That Ethan, I have never seen before at any sort of space sort of stay in my life. I'm going to try and find a picture. I won't. We can't put it in just in case someone.
Yeah, because everyone knows where you're going. But they'll never guess what date.
There's an indoor cave.
Cave?
Yeah.
What?
Daryl's bagsied the cave.
He hasn't bagsied the cave.
It's Daryl's cave.
Yet.
He wants you to pay entry when you go in.
Really?
Yeah, he's going to get a DJ on, he said.
Grotto.
The grotto.
What does the. Is it like a rock cave?
I can't tell if it's rocks or if it's like sort of CBeebies kind of that rock.
What?
Do you know like how they make like the set of Jungle Run? It's not real rocks. Yeah, it's kind of like fake outdoor kind of climbing frame stuff at a Hungry Horse.
Are you excited for it? Are you coming to it? You've said it's free in the diary. Oh,
I've put it in the diary unless I receive incredibly substantial pushback and I've forgotten something else that's more important, which is, let's be honest, unlikely. You're locked in.
Ethan, can you get me locked in?
Say the date.
I don't know when it is.
Mid-October.
Okay, I've got no plans for October.
Right, Ethan's definite, you're a maybe.
I'm more definite than he is. In fact,
say yes in the poll. Ethan, say yes in the poll.
Oh, I will do, Drew.
Now! Do it now!
Oh, God, okay. But that sounds, that's very exciting. It's like a fun house, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
What's caught your mind?
Just looking at the price.
I reckon
we can haggle that down and get Joe to pay a bit of ours.
Oh, I am.
Or maybe we can pay. Maybe we can let the business pay for some of ours.
Not the business, but I'm generally subsidising some of the cash for everyone.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
On your own stag?
I wanted it.
Oh, that's nice.
To be fair, for a stag do, that price seems... Well, I mean,
you did say this would be your first ever.
Well, I was going to say, like, it doesn't seem that bad, but I don't. I was just
thinking
what's included.
I paid a fucking fortune for stag dudes in the bar.
Well, to be fair, so can we say the price? It's not ludicrous. It's £260 for the weekend.
£260.
That's
it's good stuff.
So that's for your stay.
Yeah.
Any extras on top of that, which is understandable.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's
We'll convoy to where it is. It's only an hour drive.
That's almost exactly what I'm spending on a stag do that I'm going to in May. So,
where's that?
It's over toward Liverpool. We're doing Zorb
Warrington.
Football.
You're doing Zorb football. Yeah. That's class. Yeah, yeah. Warrington.
But this is incredibly exciting. So who's... I mean, obviously, you don't need to reveal everyone. What I was surprised at, because the normal stag do, you think anywhere between, what, 5, 12, 15 people maybe? There's 26 in the group chat, which is chunky.
Well, let me explain
this. It's a chunky
stag. Right, so there was two options about the stag do. There was house A, 16 people.
Mm.
Probably the same price as option B. Option A was fun. It looked like a good house. It was a short... They've called it like a pub name because they've made like part of the kitchen look like a boozer. Okay. It's not a real pub. There was a hot tub and stuff. It's not as big.
Cute.
Same price as option B, but I'd need to invite more people for option B. So some of the stragglers got in. Like Ethan was definitely option
straggler.
A. Straggler. You know, you were option A. You were a straggler.
Oh, was he?
You know what? That's fine.
No, to be honest, you were up high in the list.
Was it?
You and Ethan were side by side.
No, I was surely ahead, not side by side.
Probably, ahead, just a little bit. But if it was 16 and then you're 17, I don't know what I've ever done.
Yeah, that would have been tough, wouldn't it?
So I've decided to go. There's a few randomers in there. They won't watch this part.
So am I... I'm not the lowest on the list.
Oh, no. There's some interesting chaps that have
invited. Some people you've not seen since school on there.
There's some rogue ones as well. And I'm planning on inviting one extra rogue individual. I'm doing Friday, Saturday, aren't we?
Yeah.
An extra rogue individual just for the Saturday. He's the kind of character who might be needed to sort of get things going again.
Okay.
So, yeah. He's a guy who owns a few bars around here. You know him.
Derry.
No, not Derry. Lee. You know who I mean.
Oh, yes.
He'll be rocking up. Oh. No, leave it. Oh,
bloody hell. He's crackers.
He's exactly what we need Saturday evening.
Yeah, he is. Because Friday, we're going to think we'll save ourselves for Saturday, won't
we? We'll
Friday's
get giddy.
Mega Blastoise. So is it? Are we just going there and staying there? Like a sort of 2-day Stanford prison experiment?
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
But to be fair, because the house is so amazing.
No, yeah, you don't need anything else.
Although we aren't far away from a pub.
I don't know if you... I don't think we'll need booze.
No,
I didn't know if you'd planned any sort of white water rafting.
Well, Daryl wants to hire a magician.
No.
I thought about getting some activities brought in for the garden.
Well, I'll tell you what we could do. Little badminton set.
Yeah, darts.
You know, bits that we can spend 50 quid on and soup it up a little bit. But you don't really need much.
Fingers crossed there's a good event on in the night.
Yeah.
Be nice when, you know, the Tyson Fury fight might be on or something like that.
It's October.
Even if there's a UFC fight on or something.
UFC, a big football match.
Yeah, we can all sit around.
Yeah. October. I mean, is there a golf tournament on?
I'm not watching
the US Open.
I'm not sat there watching the US Open and me stag do.
I think you'd love to watch the World 400 metre freestyle swim.
Oh, yeah, the World Athletics run. I'm all up for it.
Yeah, you'd absolutely love that. I'm really excited.
So, yeah, should be good. So, thank you.
So, we're going to get a big curry in.
Yeah, we're going to get a big curry in Friday night.
Yes, man. And then what we're inside of that pizza? Probably pizzas.
Just throw pizzas in. You just don't want anyone doing too much cooking or too much cooking.
Yeah.
And then we might have some food that we just put in the oven. I don't know. We'll all make sense.
So,
what I'm thinking about doing is creating a little shopping list for everyone and getting a Tesco's boy over Friday night. Back here with that. And all of us there like,
who ordered the hobnobs?
Come on. Loads of beers like that. Wait. Boom. Get out. Get help him. Then at the end of it, when's your shift over? Come get stuck in.
Come on. Can we sit in the chilled van for a bit? See who passes out first.
Yeah, you love it. You love it. Unless it's Morrison's. Then fingers crossed, Ant and Deck rock up.
That'd be nice.
That'd be nice. But for you, you find some company.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that. I've not done a stag do before. I've done trips with men, but I usually... Oh, I have done a stag do before. Sorry.
Hell, I did a sentence.
I did the Otley run.
Yeah, you did. I completely forgot about it.
Anyway, the point...
What did you learn from that you'd take into mine?
That's a great question.
It's a good question. I was very much at the end. I did all the tidying up of all the people's choir boy costumes and stuff. We were dressed as choir boys. We didn't interfere with any kind of local church or anything. But like, I did a lot of the cleaning up and making sure it was all right. There was a lad there called Trainwreck, and he's on one end of the spectrum compared to me. But I tell you what...
Both firmly on it, though.
Yes, very much so. And, sorry, I didn't quite clock what you meant first there. I did give it a good welly, though, the Otley. I did, like, all the pubs and stuff like that. But Andy struggle.
My best man, Andy, says he's really looking forward to seeing what Ethan's made of.
Oh, wow, that's
big. I don't love the sound of that. I mean, now I know there's only 11 bedrooms for 30 men.
There's not 30 men. There's 24 men. So that will be at, like,
plus
two
one
per
extra.
Bedroom. Yeah.
And he's bringing the boom ears. I hope he does come, by the way, on the Saturday.
Yeah, he'll be what we'll need.
I've not seen him.
He's here!
The roof. They're fucking looking for it halfway across Wales, man.
There's the deposit gone.
I've got loads of questions. So, who's going? Obviously, you can't give us the whole rundown, but like, of the people that we may have heard of on the podcast. So, his parents are... Any of Becky's side come in?
So, what I'm going to do is, because I know this might get a little bit wild, I'm planning on having maybe a little pub trip with the family closer to the wedding.
Boo.
So, my dad is invited.
Is he?
If my dad comes, that's up to him.
Uh-huh.
He'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
But for stuff like my uncles and Becky's brother and dad, we will do a little something close to the wedding. It's just going to be it's going to be a bit too much.
What happens in Llanbretan stays in Llanfloros.
I'm very excited. I could go in it tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's
me
the
too.
One thing I don't like about making plans is my mind just wants to get to that plan now.
Yeah,
like we've organised it. I've got everything in place. Invited you all lot. If you said to me, "Should we go tomorrow?" 100%. The fact that now I've got to wait till for 6 months. Bit of a fucking...
6 months as well.
Half a year. Sloppers, we're very excited to tell you that Saley is sponsoring the Sloppy Joe's podcast, the new eSIM service app brought to you by the creators of NordVPN. It's really good for traveling. 200 destinations you can use Saley in.
Yeah, I've had some absolute nightmares trying to get signal in foreign countries before. And there's nothing worse than when you need your Google Maps to help you get around a city and you don't have any service. And you have to do, we've all done this, that dance of trying to get free public Wi-Fi.
Is there anything
more frustrating in the world than trying to get free public Wi-Fi? Honestly, it is horrific. It's absolutely horrific. This solves that problem.
Yeah, you can choose from several affordable plans with this eSIM, and that means that, you know, the nightmare of trying to get signal, it disappears.
And once it's on there, you don't have to get a new one for every single country you go to. It also helps with roaming fees as well. I used to get absolutely destroyed if I turned my roaming data on in foreign countries. And with eSIMs, you just pay for basically what you need. Yeah. It's fantastic.
And don't wait till you get there. You can download it in advance. You can set it up when you are at home. You know, you got those down moments where you're doing your check-in and you got your bags packed. We got our luggage in there, sun cream in there. Where's me Speedos? Right, there they are.
Got them.
Three. What?
You got them.
Oh, yeah, I've got them. I've got them on at the minute. And you can get in your phone. You've downloaded the films to watch that you want, your podcasts to listen to, the Sloppy Joes. And of course, then you can download your eSIM before you travel.
And listeners of the podcast get a discount as well. You can either go to the App Store and download Saley or use the QR code on screen and you get 15% off using the code SJ15.
Use SJ15 at checkout. And Sloppers, safe journey wherever you're going. Mm. And Saley's the one for you. You've had a busy week.
I've had a little week, yeah. It's not been that busy. But I've certainly got to grips with a couple of things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's that mean? What does that even
mean?
Well,
if it's not been busy, I'm sure you have.
What's funny is for the people who aren't watching, halfway through what Ethan was saying then, he wrote it down, didn't he? Like, he's really happy.
That'll be a clip.
That'll be a clip.
Get that on the socials.
A couple of whammers there.
That's right, breaking shows.
He just wrote jackpot on this piece of paper. Yeah, yeah.
Got him.
Yeah.
Put him there.
Absolutely. Pulled him to pieces, that lad.
Oh, God.
How do we say this? I am...
A man?
A man. Mm-hmm. No, I haven't recently moved into the local area. I am perilously close to the perfect home curry. Oh. And we have taken major steps forward over the last 10 days.
How come?
Because for a long time, there are great pillars of what makes an Indian restaurant experience. There is the curry. Probably the central sun, the central star that the galaxy the solar system is built around.
You could see a big curry in the middle and then like you say, poppadoms, naan breads, onion bhajis all moving around it.
So they're all moving around it. You've got your different planets. Yeah. You've got Earth, the rice. Mars
Dras.
Is it Mars Dras? Huh. Mars might be your naan breads or your breads. But the most elusive of the planets.
What are you laughing at?
You're just trying to clock a one, aren't you?
I'm trying to think of other planets. I'm just struggling with planets in our solar system.
Perhaps the most elusive of the planets, the most beautiful planet, with its circular shape, as they all do, is Saturn.
Yes.
AKA the Poppadom.
What? Saturn's the Poppadom.
I'd say Saturn is the Poppadom. It's not a solar system without it. I'll tell you right now, it's not a solar system. It may not be the main event. It's not Earth.
Are you going to lead towards making your own homemade Poppadoms now?
Let me take you back a little bit, Joe. So around lockdown, first dabbled in the base gravy experience, where you make your own base gravy that is like the sort of the fundamental building block of a lot of Indian restaurant curries.
Mm.
So it's like a catch-all kind of starting point. It's almost like, imagine like a stock that you would put in a beef bourguignon.
It's sort of like when some great Italian dishes all start with carrots, onions, celery, and you build out from there.
Yes. And then you add that into a little tomato sauce, and that tomato sauce can be used in many different dishes.
This
is the Indian equivalent of that. So it's onions, it's loads of spices, it's garlic, it's got cream, it's got different...
Just lots of onions.
It's mostly onions, to be fair. Some of them have condensed milk in. It's to
really? Build a Did they have that?
Yeah, some
that.
Do. It's to build a really sort of complex but good kind of entry-level base flavour. Yeah. So I dabbled with that, and that upped the curry game by 30-40%. Huge improvements.
Do you make a big sort of vat of that?
I've got a big industrial, I'm going to guess somewhere in the region of gallon or 2 gallon kind of stainless steel thing.
2 gallons?
Maybe 1 gallon.
Well, I'll take two.
I'll give you two. And I fill that bad boy up, do it, blend it, and then portion it, put it in the freezer. So you've got a little portion that you can snap off and put into your
curry. Have you got a big enough freezer?
So we've got one freezer that's built into the single unit, fridge up top, freeze at the bottom. Then in the basement, we've got a second.
Is that one of those?
No, I wish it was the chest. What? It's just a sort of hip high. It used to be under the counter at the old house, but we brought it with us. So that was the base gravy, and that improved the curry game, the actual sauce game, by 30 to 40%, which is enough to take it into that very, very good category. It's never going to be as good a restaurant. The breads. I'm not someone that's going to make my own bread, I'll be honest with you. It's too much.
Yeah, because sometimes you need a big tandoor, don't you?
Yeah.
Stick your naan on the side.
Tandoor. Not going to happen. What we're going to do, buy an old toilet and fill it with charcoal and smack breads on the inside of it.
I have seen someone turn over a wok.
We'll talk later.
So imagine getting a big wok, turn that bad boy over.
So we're now convex.
Yeah, let that heat up over the flame.
Oh my God. Grill,
and you whack your dough
on the outside.
On the outside, and it forms like it would in a tandoor.
That's incredible. That's actually incredible. But, so if you think back 10 years, the only supermarket naan bread you could get was those really big, thick, pillowy sort of Sharwood's ones.
Shite. And you'd ask, you got to put it in the bath for a minute.
Yeah, you have to leave it in the bath overnight.
Did you notice you had to cut your own naan bread when they asked you to put it in the bath for a bit?
I didn't realise you had to put it in water, but I've always thought supermarket naans are terrible.
Yes. But what has come in the last, I would say, 2 to 3 years is the introduction, first of all, of the corner shop naan bread, which is the bigger, thinner, crispier, bubbled surface naan bread, which again, it's not restaurant quality, but it's 50 to 60% better than your previous Sharwood's two in a bags.
My mate Lennon could do wonders with that naan bread. And garlic butter.
Exactly. And you can pimp those bad boys out. Bit of garlic butter on yourself, bit of parsley sprinkled over there. Well, not on yourself. Coriander, sorry. Cover yourself in garlic butter if you want to. Make the night better. But now you're starting to see those in your supermarkets. So all of a sudden, you can get a naan bread, which again isn't great, but is approaching a top quality standard.
Nice.
I bought a rice cooker.
Great.
So I'm making restaurant quality rice at home.
Yeah.
That is just a fact. Yeah? Can't argue with that. Simple. But the poppadom was always my final hurdle. They only do one type of poppadom in the shops, the pre-made ones. They're this big. And the shit.
Is that the one where you also wet it and put it in the microwave for a minute?
Well, so I'm talking about the pre-made ones.
Okay, yeah, they are shit.
They're shit. But what I found recently in the shop around the corner from my house, and I'm sure these have existed obviously in sort of Asian supermarkets forever, because how, like a sort of dried, translucent
disc. I know it.
Disc.
I've got some in my house as we speak.
Have you got them?
Yeah.
And when you, how do you cook them?
Well, I just followed the instructions.
What's that say?
I wet them,
yeah,
and then I popped it in the microwave for a minute and it came out all crispy.
But did it expand? Or did it
not
stay?
Not as much as I like.
It stayed a little dense. It stayed a little dense.
What are you doing, the air fryer?
Because you're where I was 10 days ago. I've been in the fucking lab with these poppadoms. I'm trying over the grill with a pair of tongs. I'm trying microwave. I'm trying frying it. Dry frying it.
Wet frying it.
I'm trying everything you can imagine until finally...
the air fryer.
Deep frying them.
No, you're deep frying poppadoms.
Well, what it is, it's a shallow fry, but with probably 2/3 of an inch of oil.
What oil? Just vegetable oil?
Vegetable oil.
And
vegetable oil.
Is that just for poppadoms?
Just for poppadoms. So we've got these little poppadoms on the side. I mean, I'm doing it in a sort of sloping pan. So it don't use quite as much oil as you'd think you'd need for, like, I'm not using a big wide frying pan. I'm using a sloping pan with this much oil in it.
Yeah.
And you cover the whole thing and then hit. I've got a spoon in one hand and I've got a spatula in the other hand and it's going in. The whole thing needs to be submerged in oil and immediately we're fizzing. If you just leave it and don't touch it, it curls up on it. So I'm pulling it out and allowing it to breathe into its new body as the time goes on. And then you flip. So they're in there for maybe 10 seconds. expanding.
Doesn't take long, does it?
Turning into the popper on my own love. Then it's up and out. We hold over the oil, let it ring, let it ring, let it ring. Go while it's still soft, get it on the plate and put a lid on top of it just to flatten it down a little bit.
Poppy is such a...
Because otherwise they're all crunched up like, which is still nice, don't get me wrong. But if you want that restaurant experience, you just gently soften it while it's still got a bit of play. Okay? The oil has to be hot enough because otherwise it retains all the oil. Man. It has to be deep enough because otherwise it doesn't expand properly. I've cracked it.
Oh, you broke it.
No, I've not broke it.
Yeah, we've got to crack it sometimes to get the onion chutney in.
And
yeah.
These are, first of all, my favourite part of an indie restaurant is the poppadoms. We know this.
You love it.
Second of all, when it comes to the curry, it's not as good as a restaurant. When it comes to the naan, it's still not as good as a restaurant, although these things have all improved over the last few years. These are restaurant quality pops. Because this is what they're using.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No one's making their own poppadoms in the back.
So you're doing it. Wow.
So we've got the lot. I made my own raita. I've got the mango chutney in the house. Lime pickle. Come on down.
Now, did you make that? Did you buy that? How did you get that?
I buy all that. Because again, most restaurants aren't buying any of their own little pops and bits. They make their own curries and their own meats and stuff. But the mango chutney, they're not making their own. I've had poppadoms every day for the last 4 days.
This feels like your main course in the come down with me.
It might well be.
Can we come?
We can come for a come down with me. We'll get it booked in the next couple of months. You two can both come down. Hopefully if Dom's back from London. Well, that would you have to wait till the menu.
Give us a little hint now.
Well, let's just say...
What you mastered.
Ask me the question again.
What curry would it be?
Let me stop you there. Ask me again.
I know what you're going to say. What curry...
Stop! Put an S on the end.
You do multiple, yeah.
Wow.
Might be more than one curry. So honestly, it's 2/3 of the way to restaurant quarter at this stage. Maybe that's 3/4. I've cracked the poppadom.
You've cracked it.
I can't. How good is that?
Yeah, it is.
Restaurant good. Quality poppadoms.
Are you excited for that, Ethan? Are you excited?
I'm very
excited. And you get like, sorry, Ethan, you get like 10 in a pack. It's like 150. So 15p a pop.
Yeah, but you're spending 45 minutes making them by the sounds of it.
Worth it.
Even how's your week been?
I just wish I had that much commitment and love to try things like that. Because I just like order a curry for 15 quid.
Well, we've not had before we get into your actual what you've done this week, we've not had Ethan's food diary in a while. How are you eating? Are you eating all right?
Funny you say that. Probably, yeah, normally. But yesterday... And actually last week, I'm trying to cut down on the takeaways and stuff, but sometimes I just don't have time to cook my tea. So I've been just like, you know, it's either a Huel for tea with a couple of rice puddings. You know what I mean?
Fucking hell. It's so bleak.
That's like what you'd feed like a magpie that's just had surgery, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. It's hardly ideal.
Huel and rice pudding for tea.
And some blackberries.
Some teeth.
Get some fucking teeth, mate.
Yeah, I know. So today's been microwavable soup, blackberries, a banana...
And can I say the idea of soup that's unmicrowavable is funny?
You haven't put that in the microwave, have you? You're joking. It's foamed and it's the microwave. That's it. It's game
over. Whoa. Whatever you do, do not put that soup in the microwave.
That soup will not take to a microwave. Do you mean soup?
I mean pre-made, but it was fairly healthy.
What was it?
A carrot and ginger.
Carrot and ginger. Fuck off, Ethan.
Have you microwaved one of those little morning shots that people get from like Fred and Andre?
Ethan, it was carrot and ginger. Surely, do you mean coriander?
No, carrot and ginger.
Carrot and ginger. So
he's
orange.
He's dropped my shrug in the microwave. This.
What? It's so orange that.
It was very orange. Very orange indeed.
Isn't you carrot and ginger? Have you heard of that?
No. Carrot and coriander.
I've
of course.
Heard of carrot and coriander.
I have used carrot and coriander soup in a pinch as my base gravy.
Brilliant.
Won't recommend it.
Did you fry your poppadoms in there?
No, I can't go back there. So you've had a microwavable soup, some blackberries, and what else was it?
A couple of rice puddings, the Rachel's organic ones.
We don't need you to sell it.
They're just clawing for any bit of like mass. And
are we eating these?
Physical strength.
Ooh, and plain, or are you dolloping a bit of jam in there?
No, plain. It's ever so creamy and organic. So you don't need
the... What brand are they?
Rachel's.
What are you nodding for? Why? What's going on here? Who's Rachel?
Oh, you'd know.
Rachel's rice pudding.
Rachel's rice pudding. They're class. Also, Roundtree's have introduced a new mango ice lolly that I'm enjoying. And cheese strings are in special offer in Sainsbury's.
Honestly, this is the diet of a fucking five-year-old. This is what Kevin McAllister would have ordered. You're a five-year-old whose parents have gone on holiday without you, aren't you? Yeah. We're having cheese strings, rice pudding, blackberries.
Can you take me back to the last time you're in your kitchen and you're cooking something for yourself, which you would be proud to maybe put in front of me and Joe?
Proud?
All right, happy enough.
My brain's racking back. It must have been a few weeks that I've like actually done some like physical kitchen cooking.
I'd say
the beans and toast phase, but I'd mix it up with different kind of seasonings and things. But
what are you doing with your beans on toast?
Can mix it up, maybe a bit of oregano, basil, cheese, maybe whacking a bit of
Phoenix
bacon lardons.
Really?
On a nice sourdough, non-processed bread, heavily processed bread, I must add.
Those two sentences were completely opposite of each other, weren't they?
Well, yes, I suppose.
why did you say non-processed, heavily processed? That was very Donald Trump of you.
The least processed of the breads, the sourdough.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It is, yes.
Flour, water, salt.
So that's the last... You can't even think. The last thing you'd cook is beans on toast.
Well, non-processed bread, heavily processed bread. Just the two opposite things to each other.
I've been quite lucky because I've done a few trips to home more than ever before. And my stepdad gives us some of his homemade goods frozen. So I've been lumping up them.
Have you got any lasagnas with you?
Just the pasta sauce. So, and mince. A block of mince that's the size of my skull. I can't go near it.
Raw mince, or has he cooked it in the sauce?
It's all sauced up.
Oh, we'll take that off your hands.
Yeah, we'll try a bit of that.
Couple big boys on this table.
I'm too scared to hack into it. Maybe a month ago.
Why, is your mince meter just popping off it? When did you give that? You're trying to work out where you got it from, cow
it
must be.
I thought it was this weekend, because did you see him this weekend?
Big biannual trip to the lakes with the stepbrothers and the stepdad. I've kind of, as I've got older, they're all older than me by about 10 years.
Rubbing it in? Quite young for a stepdad.
But stepdad 67. But I'm trying to obviously I've been maybe not as part of it all, because I was a bit younger. So last few years I've been getting part of these trips and things, you see.
That's nice.
You remember the Basil Fawlty experience I told you about, the Fawlty Towers on the train?
Yeah.
Where that was the last one.
Reminded people.
Oh, no, do you remember this? Do you remember it?
I actually don't remember it. Remind us, Ethan. It rings a bell, but I can't think of the deets.
In Skipton, MC Station, we bought tickets to get on a steam train, and they wouldn't let us on, and we were completely bamfuzzled as to why. So we sat there waiting, and we're looking at the back, like there's all the gaps at the train, and then a Spanish waiter runs out with a man chasing after him, and then the Spanish waiter starts pissing on the plants next to us, and we go, what's going on? And then we're clocking to the Fawlty Towers experience as he's shouting, Manuel! It gives it away a little bit.
Mental.
Yeah, it was absolutely mental. But this time we went to Braithwaite in the lakes, north of the lakes.
Lovely, lovely part of the world.
Yes, clambered Coaldale, which was a 27,000 steps it took, I think 800 metres above ground level.
Wow.
Which was quite stunning, and the lads pushed I feel like a stepdad. Fucking hell, he done quite a shift, I felt, for 67. Quite incredible, the hike he done there. It was honestly, I couldn't have asked for better. 800 metres in the air, and I've got me piccalilli tomato lettuce cheese sandwich.
It's a funny way of saying that.
It's bizarre.
He's sort of... Sometimes a sandwich will lead with the headliner.
I mean,
and
always.
The ingredients will get less and less and less.
Yeah.
But at one point in Ethan's sandwich description, I thought he was having a piccalilli and tomato sandwich.
Yeah, which would be wild.
And then lettuce said a
far too much.
And pickles.
And then Thank God cheese came right at the end.
If cheese hadn't arrived at the end, it would have been a disaster. We'd had to stage an intervention for the boy.
Did Uncle John make it for Uncle John? Did John make it for you?
He did.
We call him Uncle John.
Yeah, he's our uncle.
Yeah, and they could sit close to the edge, you see, with the beautiful sights, but my legs start to tremble, so I have to sit further back and eat my sandwich alone. But
I'm actually quite lonely.
Yeah. I'm actually quite enjoying
what
it.
What am I like?
Even though my family was all around me, I just had to sit there back. But I had the binoculars, so I could see them and the wonders.
So in a way, it was almost like you were sat with them, wasn't
it? In a way, yeah. Too close, actually, when you think about
stay
it.
Away. Here's a question. Uncle John, you big creep.
If you were 800...
Not literally.
No, no, no. If you were 800 metres in the air, could you tell?
What the fuck is that meant to mean?
I don't know if I... So when the pilot says we're going to fly this flight at 300,000 feet. No, sorry.
So have you been 30, taking 000, NASA to holiday?
30,000 feet. I'm not asked.
We're
and
taking
also,
the Apollo 11 to Madeira. 300,000 feet. Well out of the Earth's orbit.
No. If the pilot goes on, we're going to take the plane to 30,000 feet. Not asked. Get me there. I also, if I had a... If someone said, look outside the window now, how high up are we? Couldn't tell you. If you were 800 metres up in the air, like he was, on the ledge, and you go, to make a good guess at how high up you were, would you pull 800 metres out your ass?
I don't think I've got that in me now. I don't think I have. And
because you said it, Ethan, like you knew.
I got the source of information from my stepbrothers and stepdad, who are very, like, kind of well clued up on this kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you go out and go for a few drinks after it?
Oh, honestly, I've never craved a pint so much in all my days. We sat there at the bottom of the hill, the oak, the Royal Oak, as it was called, some beautiful ales, the sun was shining. Oh, I decided to pull a cruise camper up my arse as well. Unbelievable. It really sorted
us out. No wonder people didn't want to sit next to you for the lunch. He smells like shit in cruise camper, that lad.
No, that's a nice thing to be next to.
Of course. Yeah. You got another one up there for me, pal.
and then homemade burgers and just a few laughs, and we went to bed by 10:15.
Yeah, that's a good time, especially if you've had a
27,000 steps.
Oh, and I forgot to say, the booked it for the stag do all over again, even though the stag do's not happened. But, oh, I've just spoke too quickly there. I went all fuzzy. Sorry, give us a second. I nearly fainted.
You need to
okay? Are you
I
all right?
Went there, yeah.
Do you need some water?
Oh, no.
Have you eaten today?
I think I'm okay.
When was the last thing I had something to eat?
I had some chicken from Greg's just on the way here.
Some chicken from Greg. Greg's don't sell just chicken.
Yeah, they do the little pieces. They're nice, the goujons.
Oh, the goujons.
The gooches.
Yeah, I think I'm okay. I do feel a bit fuzzy all of a sudden.
Have you got any water there?
No, but I think I'm hydrated enough. So what was
he's
I saying?
Back, straight back
you were
here.
Talking about what
he's
was
had
he
a,
saying?
He's had a moderate to severe
what was
brain
he saying?
Injury there.
Oh yeah. So the stag do. Well, sorry, you're good on the stag do. The sorry.
Oh right. Let's stop.
No, I'm fine.
We need to see if you're all right.
The, stag do.
The bedroom scenario that you're having, we had similarly at the cottage scenario.
If you use the word similarly, it must be sort of all right.
So there was a bed down. So I was like, I'll have the sofa kind of thing. I'll have the sofa.
Yeah.
But Ed, my stepbrother, wasn't having any of it. He wasn't letting me do that. So he decided, because he's a camper, to sleep on the floor both nights. Isn't that mad? In a lion onesie.
What?
In a lion onesie.
In a lion onesie. He slept on the floor for both nights. So why didn't he sleep on the sofa?
Why is he on the sofa?
He's too big for the sofa. He's about 6'2". It's an extremely small sofa. One of the smallest sofas.
Is he a wide boy as well, like me?
No, he's not a wide boy. He's fit as a fiddle. He was up at 5 a.m, ran up the hill, came back. Then we did the same walk at 9. He did 48,000 steps. 38,000
steps. How old is he?
I think about 36-ish.
Oh, putting us to shame, isn't he?
Right, man. I often think in this marathon time we're currently going through, you know, the Manchester and the London one, I have to forget you did it. And you did something no one else really did. Let's just kind of stay quiet about the whole thing.
Is that
in a sort of modest way?
Are you giving me credit? You giving me a bit of
credit? I'm sort of giving you a bit of credit.
Talk to me then.
Everyone who's done the marathon recently, we know they've done it.
Yeah. I mean, I did talk about it on the pod.
Yeah, you did wear your medal, but
But in terms of
online
media,
and stuff like that, I'd pick everyone's head.
Yeah. I don't... Thank you. That's nice of you. Yeah, I don't...
Did you do another one?
One day, maybe. Not anytime soon, and I'm the least fit I've ever been, which is why I've signed up for a big bike ride. Manchester to Blackpool.
Fucking hell. Did you get back all right?
60 miles. I ain't done it yet. It's in July. I'm doing it with Lizzie's dad. We're going to be cycling out there at 8 a.m. It's like a big event. They're doing it for every year for 40 years. All the roads are closed off.
All of them? From Manchester to Blackpool?
Not in the whole country, but just on that route, yes.
That's going to be fun.
Yes, so that should be good. So that's what I'm training for now.
And what is it for? What is this?
I'm hopefully going to be raising money for charity. So it's a proper event. It's a Manchester to Blackpool cycle. 60 miles, as we said.
Do you get to stay in Blackpool? What happens? How do you get home?
Lizzie and Lizzie's mum are going to meet us out there, and we'll have a couple of beers and some food and then drive right back.
Where's the bike going? Top of the Kringy?
Bike rack.
Really?
Up top,
what happens with everyone else? Do they have to sort of find their own way home?
Are you volunteering to sort of drive people
not
back?
Not the fuck.
I guess people make their own. I mean, the big boys all cycle back, weren't they?
Yeah, the big boys.
So that should be exciting. So I'm going to be training for that throughout the summer. What about you? Have you got any fitness goals at the minute?
Fuck off.
Because we've gone through
two things.
Food. Come on.
I've got any fucking fitness
goals. But it's that time of year, isn't it? So Ethan's eating well. He's got more blackberries than you can shake a stick at.
He's not eating well. He's having rice pudding and made up soup.
And yeah, cheese strings.
Cheese strings.
He almost passed out on the podcast.
Yeah, that wasn't great.
That was bad. So I've signed up for a big bike ride. We're talking about the marathon spirit. What's your...
Would you like me... Would you lie now? Should I lie? I'd like to swim the Mersey. I'm thinking about it.
Ooh,
hopping in by
that.
Didsbury. Saying hello by Liverpool.
Dead by Warrington.
I've passed Warrington.
No,
I'm in Liverpool.
So what are you thinking then?
I'm not thinking anything.
You're just leaving it.
I'll sort it out in the summer.
Yeah.
The World Cup will inspire me.
I'm not saying you should,
me.
By the way, but I just didn't know if you'd felt inspired by everything.
The World Cup will inspire me. Pick up a ball and start kicking it about.
Are you going to do that thing that what's he called? Thingy Kennedy, where he says, I'm going to be the starting centre forward for the American...
I saw that guy. Team. He'd constantly just tell the TikTok world that he was going to be up front for America.
There's two of them. There's two brothers.
And where is he at now?
He can definitely bend it around one of those sort of freestanding walls. He can strike a ball, yeah. But I don't think he's going to quite be professional in what... 3 months.
No, I don't think
personally.
So
you're not going to be doing any of that?
No, what I will be doing is spending more time hovering around Lennon's one stop,
Matt.
So Lennon on Friday texted the group, said, you won't believe my luck. So he went to one stop for his match attacks and a Ribena, and the lad
is he not the lad in this story,
who's the lad who was working at one stop, was having a bit of a mare. His fridges in the one stop all broke, and he said to Lennon, just take what you want because this is unsellable. Unsellable.
Oh.
Went on to Lennon's that night when I said he had upwards of 18 meal deal sandwiches. and I mean that. There's a video and everything. Cheese strings, Dairy Dunkers, pepperamis. We had lots of innocent smoothies and milkshakes. We just went fucking mad. Where is it? I came into his house, show me where it is. And he's just ripping the sandwiches open. And I'm scanning him like that. I'm eating prawn mayo. I'm eating egg and cress. I'm eating triple chicken. We're both like wrestling. The red wine's out.
Was that not in the fridge?
No, but he... bought his own.
Oh, it was
the red wine's out. Swigging red wine, but eating more. Swigging red wine. We're just having a fucking unbelievable night.
It was
night.
The most you'd ever look like Henry VIII out, wasn't it?
Oh, it was incredible. I'll tell you this now. I've put some stuff in my body. And I didn't drink that much red wine.
Oh, a few pepperamis of us.
Those meal deal sandwiches are lethal. Have you ever turned a triple chicken behind and saw the ingredients list on a triple chicken?
Well, surely it's bread, chicken,
it's a
lettuce.
Verse from the Bible. I've never seen something so long.
Really?
Have a look at what's in those things. The feeling I had on Friday night. Oh, what's going on? Then you'd be like, well, it's the mixture of all the stuff you've had.
We've told you before, like, Joe, don't mix your meal deals.
Your tuna crunches and your fucking all-day breakfast.
One. You can have 10 all-day breakfast, but never mix it in with
I'll
a prawn mayo.
I'll never touch a meal deal sandwich again.
That's not true.
Lethal.
So what you wait? So you were at Auntie May's house, had 10 sandwiches, and you're blaming the sandwiches?
Yeah, yeah, of course I am.
That's a great night, though.
A great night.
That's one of those things that just every few years, there's a big moment like that where it's like, oh, these were all 6p each. So I've bought 20 of them.
Yeah, we just went so crazy on it. It was brilliant.
What was the best sandwich?
I really love a cheese and onion. Do you know the sort of mushy cheese and onion? Fucking well nice.
Cheese savoury.
So good. But I had a disaster yesterday. Disaster.
What, that wasn't it?
No, it wasn't it.
Mega meal heartburn.
I went for tapas with my best man Andy to sort of sort the stag do out. Got it all sorted out.
Grease the wheels a little bit.
Pork belly and sangria and tapas, bruschetta and all that. A gambas pil-pil. You know, we're making
Isn't
the list.
Is
Joe Smith going to make it? I don't know. Yeah, put him on just in case. Don't want to upset the podcast. All right, man. Ethan's top of the list. Next, even above Andy.
Even above you.
What? Then I go home. Now, Becky's been telling me, because we've got some new keys.
What, did you sort of ground the old ones down?
Lost them on St. Patrick's Day.
Really?
So we've got some new keys.
Oh, remind me, we'll go around all the pub toilets in Levensham and find them, Ethan. Carry on.
Done it. Didsbury. No luck.
Really?
Even my Uber driver don't know what happened to them. It's been a very big bone of contention, actually. It's nightmare.
What, you've lost all your keys, actually?
How much is a new car key?
Oh, car key.
Car key?
A Bukaki?
I mean, no. Chelsea spent 100 million on him.
No.
4 years ago. Huh?
165 quid. So I'm using my spare one at the minute.
No!
Yeah, man, big time.
165 quid?
A new fucking boop boop like that.
No, it's not.
This is what I've got at the minute. That. A spare. So I'm manually locking it and unlocking it, and the amount of fucking times I forget to manually lock it.
Tell
you what's still in my car. 3 bags of shit.
What?
From the...
What are you talking
bags
about?
Of shit from our fucking let's open £100 worth of mystery boxes from Amazon.
You meant
join
to list
the Patreon right now.
You meant to list them on Vinted.
Fuck that.
So I can't get mad around that. I thought you were going to say between 40 and 60 quid.
No, if you want a brand new key which opens like that, 165.
Is that more than you thought, Ethan?
You know what? I didn't even think about it at all ever in my life before, so I couldn't possibly tell you, Joe.
Do not lose your car key. Anyway, so what happens is, for some reason, when I'm making my new keys, I'm sorting my new key rings out, I've put the back door key on, but I just keep forgetting to put the front door key on my new key rings.
No.
Don't know why. And anyway, after tapas, I come home.
What have you got for tapas quickly?
Someplace in Hazel Grove. It was all right.
Lucky Hazel, tapping her ass. Sorry, I don't know.
Go back to having a...
Write that down. Got him. Write that down.
Yeah, got him again. Got his ass.
Got his
2 out of 2. Joe and Joe.
Another
it's
clip.
Poor.
Done.
It's poor.
Socials bouncing.
Socials on fire. So, so my plan is to come home. I kept Becky's car key with me because I don't want to go in to disturb the dogs and get Becky's car key because Becky's car really needs petrol. So I'm going to quickly park up, get into Becky's car because sometimes my dog Buck looks...
He's only at half a sangria as well, remember?
Who looks and sees me. No, I didn't drink. I don't drink midweek.
You did say sangria, though.
Yeah, I was just...
Are you messing about?
I didn't have gambas pil-pil either.
Didn't you?
No.
Bruschetta?
No, I had buffalo chicken wings. It's sort of one of those tapas places. So I get home and I go to Becky's car. Now, Becky's car's a 2006 Micra, right? Bit of a shit car. But it's done. Passed its MOT last month. Nothing wrong with it. So I guess it's not shit.
Is it the one that farts when you close the door?
Yeah. The door, for some reason, the car key isn't working to open Becky's car. So I'm going to have to go back into my house now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? No, I've missed a step out. I go in to Becky's car via the side passenger door. Her car key is not working. That's still crucial. But manually, I can open it, get in the car. If I turn the car on and then open the front driver's side thing, run around, get in, sorted. Now and again, the battery just and the key lock just don't work for some reason.
And this passed its MOT, did it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even though you can't get in.
Lean over. I'm still in the passenger seat. I've got it manually. Lean.
Sorry, was the MOT man doing this in order to get in this car?
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Okay. So clearly when he's done his MOT, he's fine.
Good lad.
Lean in, turn the car on. Great. Get out the door. I'm parked on a bit of a slant, like her wheels are up.
Aww.
The door is shut. Right, the passenger side door is shut. I've done one of those things where I've pushed the driver's side door open with such force that it's bounced back. So by the time I've run round, boom. Locked, completely locked. The car is locked. It's on, but the car's locked.
Is the engine running?
The car is running. It's completely locked. I got off for fuck's sake. Stressing out, full of tapas. I don't know what's going on. I need shit soon as well. I can feel that coming. So what's going on? get my keys out. Oh, I've not mentioned at this point, Becky's out 2 hours. She's gone to a seminar about natural light in the world. That's not a lie.
We call it the sun.
Well, she told me a little bit. Let me get this right.
What did you say?
Humans, like us, have only had these form of lights for 0.001% of our existence. Mm. And it's all about how we're adapting to it. Back 100 years ago, when it went dark, it sort of went dark. Mm. You couldn't really see fuck all. She went to a talk about that. It sounded brilliant. I didn't really pay attention. So she's out. Get my key. Oh no. I've only got the back door key. And I know something's up here because as I turn the back door key, which I've got, we've got a door that connects our kitchen to the back door, like a porch.
Yeah.
And sometimes, Joe, the hatch plays up a little bit.
You need to sort. Why is every lock in your life temperamental?
So before I get to this back door, I'm thinking, my God, please. I'd say 1 in 5, the hatch plays up. So sometimes I'm out with the dogs, I get back and I have to go, oh, Becky, come let me in.
I mean, I can guess what's going to happen.
It was the 1 in 5 that night. So the car's running and I have no access to the house.
For two hours at least.
I don't know, what the fuck am I going to do here?
Is the dog in?
The dogs are going fucking mad because they can hear me. They're going, why isn't it coming in? Come on, we're in. They want to play. They want to say hello. So I'm thinking, I'm playing the situations in my head now. I Googled, how much does a new door cost?
What are you going to do? Fucking smash through it?
I booed in.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Double glazing.
What?
It's like a plastic PVC door.
No. You're thinking of the porch door. There's a white door.
Is it a wooden?
Yeah. Got a feel of it.
Was it glass? So talk me through the door. What's the shape and the makeup of this door?
It's just a wooden door that looks a little bit like that one there.
But no glass in it?
No glass in it.
Okay, so you can't put your foot through.
So I'm starting to think, Becky's car in 2.5 hours, it's an old car. Last time we let it run by accident, the battery died. Fucking nightmare. She's got to go work tomorrow. Yeah. She will kill me. Yeah. This door, it needs replacing anyway.
It certainly does when you put your fucking head through it.
So there's a couple of things going through my mind. Where are the dogs? If I'm going to put this door through, they don't really... Like,
yeah.
Scream.
Like a chicken.
Yeah. So the plan of action is... run to the front of the house, knock on the front door really loud, get the dog's attention. Come on then, because they love scrapping with the Amazon man. Come on, who wants it? Get back, boot the door in.
So, car's just
running on the side. Like,
so are you? So plan wise, are you going shoulder into door? Are you going stood back?
Bang,
going like hip? What? How are you checking this beat?
I'd like to think the strongest part of me,
forehead,
is my right leg.
Yeah, all that,
and my knee is. He's unbelievable.
You're not kneeing it. He's not kneeing the door.
No. If I get good movement, that is the strongest part of me. Is my bang.
What, like knee?
No, not knee. I'm just thinking about the movement of the knee. Bang. I'd like to think I can do it.
Yeah.
Knock on the door, bum, 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 bum. And I just, in my head, I just think, fucking go for it.
Yes.
I'm going to start getting attention from people. Hey. Could be the strongest man in the world. I fucking put my full weight through it. I thought, what's stopping me? Boosh! Fucking full back!
No!
Yeah, all gone.
Off his hinges?
Looks like a fucking wreck.
So, sorry, where did you kick the door? Did you kick in the middle?
Right at the handle, because I've seen that in the film.
Did you kick the handle?
Yeah, because I don't want to put my foot through the fucking thing and then shorts and then I'm wearing shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just came off his hinges.
I felt fucking sick.
That's fantastic. First time.
Like, give me another door. Yeah, first, because I went for it because I thought the dogs might come back soon. I don't want to fucking. And I also thought about the neighbours. Breaking into your own house, everyone could see me.
What a fucking.
Put it through, got her spare key, sorted the car out, drove there, blah, blah, blah. Thought I was fucking boyfriend of the year. She came home. Can I tell you how proud I was of that fucking.
You are Homer Simpson. I was proud of you. You
fucking nailed it. If I had a cigar, I'd like, fucking. Can't wait till she gets home. She gets home and goes, what the actual fuck? You've kicked the fucking door in. Joe, I could have sworn that I would have, like, she'd be like, unbelievable job, you know, fair play. You know, I knew you must have gone through a lot of stress, dogs barking. Even the fucking fact that I knocked on so I didn't knock the dogs out. She came back, she couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Fix that door. I said,
the only just kicked in. Look at me
it's
a minute.
It's fine. So now I've got to fix a door. So oh, and when I Googled how cheap a door was, for some reason, AI lied to me. It's fucking well expensive. Should have just left the car running.
Yeah.
Because it also didn't say that that was just the door. I need to fit the fucker now.
Yeah.
And he costs a lot. I don't get many jobs, doormen.
Yeah, a lot
think
of
about it. Think about it. When's the last time you needed a door?
Well, I needed one every day. But the last time I bought a new one, couldn't tell you. Don't think I ever bought a door.
No, I've never bought a door.
So when you do need one, wouldn't it? Unless we have any sloppers listening who could put up a door in the Stockport area.
So what, at the moment then, you're... Because there's a little toilet there in there, on the left, when you're going through that door.
Do you want to kick that in as well?
No. You know, Becky's having a shit. Watch this. No. So is that just open now?
Yeah.
So you've just got a hole from your garden into your kitchen.
Yeah. No, but there's a porch. There's a back
door. No, there's a porch, but there's all stuff in that porch. There's shoes and the toilet. Yeah. So theoretically, a homeless person could do a shit in your toilet.
No, with the back door is still fully locked. You can't get in our house.
No, I know.
So theoretically, if a homeless person wanted to get in our house, he'd have to go through the back door.
No, but they could get into the porch bit.
No. The porch bit is secured.
But surely...
Porch!
Yeah.
Door. Yeah. Toilet. Kitchen.
Yeah.
Kitchen... and porch were blocked off by a door. That's the one I kicked in. I could get through the secure back door with my key, just couldn't get into the kitchen and the rest of the house because of that funny door there.
Oh, I thought you meant the very external
door.
No,
not the very external.
So when you say people would have seen you kicking the door, they wouldn't have been able to see you because you're actually in the home at that point.
I'm in the porch, which is see-through.
Yeah, it's
glass.
Got you. So everybody would see me.
So, yeah, I love the idea that Becky walks in and you're proud of yourself for leathering the house down. And you think she's going to be like patting you on the back for smashing the house to pieces.
Yeah.
How much is it going to cost to replace it?
A lot.
400?
Don't need it now though, do we? She said make sure it's done by winter.
It's going to be freezing in there in winter if not.
I'll get it done by winter. We've not even had spring yet.
Fair. Talk to me, how much we're looking at?
Depends if there's a kind slopper who...
No, let's assume that you've got to do this off your own back.
Well, she did point out it's a custom made door.
How do you...
Because, well, I didn't know this, but it's at a weird angle. And you can see the door has been shaped perfectly for the kitchen entrance.
So you're going to have to get a carpenter to make you a door.
Yeah, but I thought to myself, you know, what about if we get one of those, like we're in Spain, those nets that
beads.
Come down.
Beads.
Ooh.
Could nice, isn't it? Like we're in a takeaway.
Yeah, or you could do big wide plastic flaps like an abattoir.
Yeah. But I have fond memories of beads in the local Chinese takeaway near Granny Una's.
Yeah,
and you just think, what wonders lie behind the beads?
And in this case, it's a toilet.
I think, yeah, and that could keep the water warm thing, couldn't it?
I don't think a string of beads
keep flies in, flies out.
In. What a day! What a week you've had, eh?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a nightmare.
Can you claim insurance to see you've been robbed? Is that possible?
I don't know.
Good point.
If you want to try, we could muck up some CCTV, even if you fancy playing the robber.
Yeah, I could do that.
How strong?
Have you got security cameras?
No. Got two big dogs.
Yeah, they'll do it.
Wow. Do you want a little bit of Bong FM?
Quickly? I want some Bong FM. We're not going to stand for top three.
Yeah, but top three is so good. I'll keep it next week. Have you heard of the... I want to know how long you think you'd last. Have you heard of the TV show Tempting Fortune?
No.
Let me tell you. 20 people on a desert island.
On a
hot.
Yeah.
You've got 300 grand as a cash prize top of the bat. Do you know, if you survive the next 3 weeks, that 300 grand is yours. However, Channel 4 and the producers come around now and again and they tempt you to stuff. And you have to, if you want to, get lured in, say with a hot shower, say with a double bed, you have to spend thousands to get one. So it's called Tempting Island. Last night's episode. So people have spent ridiculous money. Some people have spent $4,000 on a hot shower. To stay in a comfy bed, someone spent $10,000.
Fuck.
So it's all going down. Would have broke me last night.
What?
In the middle of this island. The cheeky bastards.
The best Fosters in the world.
You'd love this even better. They built a Greggs. So these poor fuckers who've been eating rice and beans
and not had
a fucking bit of flavour for the last 2 weeks, wandering through like that. Oh, the orange lights, Greggs, 2K a sausage roll. The most expensive.
I mean, I know inflation's bad, but it's not that bad.
Steak bake, $4,000.
Was it?
Yeah. They didn't do breakfast. I'd have been fuming. Like, you got the bacon boys on.
Gives an omelette and sausage.
Would you have gone for it? It's 10 days just eating plain stuff. I think $1,000's not bad for a sausage roll at that point.
I'm not just trying to say this, and I obviously who knows what it'd be like if I was actually there. And if everyone else starts spending money, that'd piss me off. Is it 30 days, did you say?
30 days. If imagine it's us three on
I honestly think I wouldn't spend a penny on anything.
Rip fuck off.
Unless my food is so bad that I feel like I'm starving to death, or like I've not slept for 4 days because unless I'm like really, really ill, I would not spend a penny. I'd save it all for the prize money. I honestly think that, and maybe not, because who knows? They'd all say that before they go. But I genuinely think I'd just sit there and go, it's 30 days. Yeah. When it's done, it's done. I'm not spending anything. I recommend
you just watch it.
What would you be like?
I would spend a fucking fortune.
But don't you want the money later? What are you spending $2,000 on a sausage roll for?
Because it's fucking great.
Ethan, would you be spending loads of money?
I think the only thing you could get me on is a hot shower. I think I can starve myself, try and convince myself I make myself a bit fitter. I've got light at the end of the tunnel. When I get home, we can go mad for a week or two.
Yeah. But you can't, what's it called? You can't masturbate.
Nah, pay $10,000 for that.
It's 2K a wank.
No, it's not.
It's true, 100%.
Nah, I just wouldn't do it.
That's not true. It would be. That can't be true.
You've made that up.
It's part of the thing.
So, like, someone would say, look.
Producers would be all over you. There's no way of getting away with a sneaky one.
So you'd say, look, producers, I'd like a wank. Is that how it goes?
Hello, I'd like a wank, please.
They've got, like, the diary room when you go in and order stuff.
And you have to pay, like, on card for a wank.
No, you just say, right, take 2K off me. And if I'm doing it, I'll probably do back-to-back. So take 4K off me. I'm done.
Just cranking straight through.
Cranking straight through.
Speaking of, we've got to go.
Yeah, enjoy the Patreon stuff.
Loads of good stuff on there.
We interviewed Dom last week, and more behind-the-scenes stuff on the way as well, which is quite exciting. Patreon.com/Sloppy Joe's Podcast. Until next week, see you later.
Bye.
Wave, Ethan.
See you later.